There is a new kid in MoneyTown, and it is called Bitcoin. It is part of a family of cryptocurrencies that might become a substitute for traditional money and payment systems. But can cryptocurrencies really replace money? Money has three defining properties. It is a means of exchange, it is a unit of account, and it is a store of value. Cryptocurrencies may in the future tick the first box, if they are accepted more widely. But the second and third are more problematic, because the value of Bitcoin is very volatile. Bitcoin's value increased tenfold in 2013, but it has also had several speculative crises in its short history. With real currencies, central banks dampen these fluctuations by regulating money supply and prices through interest rates. But it is an explicit goal of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to do away with central authorities. The supply of bitcoins increases at a predetermined rate by mining. But demand for Bitcoin varies, so its price and the exchange rate with currencies such as the dollar and the euro fluctuate. These fluctuations could be Bitcoin's undoing, as they complicate its adoption as real money. But there is a way out, a Bitcoin algorithm that smoothly matches money supply and demand. It is not impossible, but the inventors of that successful algorithm would make such a momentous step forward that they would surely qualify for the Nobel Prize in Economics.